This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Financial markets are clearly an ongoing story here, but we always keep in mind that while everyone has a stake in these markets, a very large percentage of Americans do not own stocks themselves. Federal Reserve data show that just 14% of families own stock directly and only 52% have a retirement account. Reporter Jake J. Smith has some new thinking about this.
Since high school, Sebastian Jones has been fascinated by the stock market.
My parents used to think that I was in the basement on AOL Instant Messenger all the time, and I was actually looking up company information.
Today, Jones is 31 and does clerical work in California. But a few big barriers can stop even business nerds like him from investing, like money. He says until recently, spare cash went to supporting his mom and siblings, not buying stock. He's also never had a job with a 401k. Meanwhile, trading on his own and having to pay for every trade
doesn't appeal to someone like me who didn't come from means.
He's not alone. More than 70% of stock value belongs to the richest 5% of households. And
rates of stock ownership are much higher among white households and much lower among Black and Hispanic households.
Michelle Morado is a sociologist who studies wealth at the University of Alberta, and she says these trends can reinforce inequality. After all, if African Americans like Jones aren't investing, it may be harder for them to create wealth. But Jones was determined to defy the odds. Last year, he bought stock for the first time. Some Snapchat, Salesforce.
Roku. I am huge on Roku.
So what changed? Jones got a smartphone app called Robinhood that offers free trading, though it does charge for longer trading hours and other perks. It's one of several fast-growing investment apps, along with Acorns and Stash. These apps allow for varying degrees of risk. And University of Pennsylvania economist Olivia Mitchell warns whether people build wealth is going to depend on how they use them. Picking stocks one by one is risky.
I would rather have people just try to pick low-cost investments, index funds.
Robinhood offers those too, although it declined to say how many users invest in them. What the company did tell us, half of its 4 million users are first-time traders. In Chicago, I'm Jake J. Smith for Marketplace.